How to Change the World by John Paul Flintoff. Read by David Thorpe. To focus too much on monumental struggles, such as that of the lone Chinese student who, in Tiananmen Square in 1989, went with his shopping bags to block a column of tanks, can be misleading. Ethics appear in our lives in much more ordinary, everyday ways. The Victorian artist and writer John Ruskin once asked why we give medals to people who, in a moment and without much thought, save somebody's life, but we give no medal to people who devote years to bringing up a child. Even the mundane can acquire grandeur if it's held in a wider perspective. A researcher once asked men working with stone what they were doing. One said his job was to square off the stones and move them. Another said he was working to provide for his wife and children. A third, while conscious that he was doing both those things, said he was building a magnificent cathedral for people to worship in long after he had gone. Each of them was doing great work, but only one recognised how great it was. We can even impose a kind of grandeur on everyday parenting, of the sort Ruskin described, if we see it as the work of a good ancestor striving to pass on the best of our distant forebears to people as yet unborn. The novelist and philosopher Iris Murdoch insisted that leading a good life involves not only occasionally making grand gestures, whether standing in front of tanks or giving blood, a less dramatic way to save lives. The exercise of our freedom is a small piecemeal business which goes on all the time, and not a grandiose leaping about unimpeded at important moments. It's about the way we conduct ourselves from one moment to the next. It's also, crucially, about how we observe the world around us. Murdoch believed we should cultivate a kind of mindfulness by making a habit of focusing our attention on everyday things that are valuable or virtuous. We hone our ability to act well at decisive moments. Anything that alters consciousness in the direction of unselfishness will do, she wrote. And that's because, if we are really interested in changing the world, we have to put other people first. Every attitude we assume, every word we utter, and every act we undertake establishes us in relation to others. We may be alone in the realms of our private thoughts, perceptions, and feelings, but the world we want to change consists of other people. And this gives us an important clue as to where we might find the meaning we are looking for. In helping others. Because if we're not doing that, we are still pursuing narrowly selfish interests.